Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text number 14 and 15. Yamaraja instructs his messengers. Hare Krishna. Today is 14th and 15th. What you have in the board is the 15th verse. So I'll read through the 14th verse and then we can repeat the 15th verse. Aham Mahendro Nirti Pracheta Samognir Isha Pavano Virinchi Aditya Vishve Vasavota Sadhya Marudgana Rudra Gana Sasiddha. Text number 15. Anyecha Ye Vishwasrujo Amaresha Anyecha Ye Vishwasrujo Mraresha. Bar Brigvadyo Asprishta Rajas Tamaska Brigvadyo Asprishta Rajas Tamaska Yashehitam Na Vidu Asprishta Maya Yashehitam Na Vidu Asprishta Maya Sattva Pradhana Api Kim Tatonye Sattva Prasa Sattva Pradhana Api Kim Tatonye Anye Chaye Vishwasrujo Maresha Brigvadayo Sprishta Rajastamaska Yas Yehi Tam Navidu Sprishta Maya Sattva Pradhana Api Kim Tatonye Anye Chaye Vishwasrujo Maresha Brigvadayo Sprishta Rajastamaska Yasyehi Tam Navidu Sprishta Maya Sattva Pradhana Abhikim Tatonye Anye Chaye Vishvasrujo Maresha Rigvadayo Sprishta Rajastamaska Sattva Pradhana Apikim Tatonye Anye Chaye Vishvasrujo Maresha Brigvadayo Sprishta Rajastamaska Asyehi Tam Navidu Sprishta Maya Sattva Pradhana Apikim Tatonye Matajis Anye Chaye Vishvasrujo Maresha Brigvadayo Sprishta Rajastamaska Yasyehi Tam Navidu Sprishta Maya Sattva Pradhana Api Kim Tatonye.
Anye chaye vishvasujo maresha.
Rigvadayo sprishta rajastamaska.
Yasye hitam navidu sprishta maya.
Sattva pradhana apikim tatonye.
Anye chaye vishvasujo maresha.
Brigvadayo sprishta rajastamaska.
Yasye hitam navidu sprishta maya.
Sattva pradhana apikim tatonye.
Aham. I, Yamaraja, Mahendraha, Indra, the king of heaven, Nirti, Prachetaha, Varuna, the controller of water, Somaha, the moon, Agnihi, fire, Ishaha, Lord Shiva, Pavanaha, the demigod of air, Virinchihi, Lord Brahma, Aditya, the sun, Vishve, Vishvasu, Vasavaha, the eight Vasus, Atha, also, Sadhyaha, the demigods, Marudgana, the master of the wind, Rudragana, the expansions of Lord Shiva, Sasiddhaha, with the inhabitants of Siddhaloka, Anye, others, Cha, and Ye, who, Vishvasrajaha, Marichi and the other creators of the universal affairs. Amara Ishaha, the demigods like Brihaspati. Bhrigu Adhaya, the great sages headed by Bhrigu. Asprishta, who have not been contaminated. Raja Tamaskaha, by the lower modes of material nature. Rajoguna and Tamoguna. Yasya, of whom? Ihitam, the activity. Navidhu, do not know. Sprishta Maya, who are illusioned by the illusory energy. Sattva Pradhana, chiefly in the mode of goodness. Api, although. Kim, what to speak of? Tataha, than them. Anye, others. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhayajana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. I, Yamaraj, Indra, the king of heaven, Nirti, Varuna, Chandra, the moon god, Agni, Lord Shiva, Pavana, Lord Brahma, Surya, the sun god, Vishvasu, the eight Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Maruts, the Rudras, the Siddhas, and Marichi, and the other great rishis engaged in maintaining the departmental affairs of the universe, as well as the best of the demigods headed by Brihaspati, and the great sages headed by Bhrigu, are all certainly freed from the influence of the two base material modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance. Nevertheless, although we are in the modes of goodness, we cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of others who, under illusion, merely speculate to know God? Purport. The men and other living entities within this cosmic manifestation or controlled by the three modes of nature. For the living entities controlled by the base qualities of nature, passion and ignorance, there is no possibility of understanding God. Even those in the mode of goodness, like the many demigods and great rishis described in these verses, cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who is situated in devotional service of the Lord is transcendental to all the material qualities. Therefore, the Lord personally says that no one can understand him but the bhaktas, who are transcendental to all material qualities, bhaktya mama vijanati. As stated by Bhishma Deva to Maharaj Yudhishthira in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text 16, Nahi yasya karhe chit rajan puman veda vidishchitam yad vijnasaya yukta muhyanti kavayopihi. O King, no one can know the plan of Lord Sri Krishna, even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. No one, therefore, can understand God by speculative knowledge. Indeed, by speculation, one will be bewildered, muhyanti. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, Text 3, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yadatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatpataha. Among many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection, and even among siddhas, those who have already become perfect, only one who adopts the process of bhakti, devotional service, can understand Krishna. Hare Krishna. Ukam karoti vachalam pungam langayite girim yat kripatam ham mande shri gurum tinadarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishvaram. Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrite vipraitam syat shri chaitanya namamitam. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We are continuing our discussion between Yamaraja and his messengers, Yamadutas. The Yamadutas are so baffled and puzzled that their authority, whom they consider as the supermost, the Yamaraja, he has given a direction for bringing back one's soul to the Yamaloka because of this his sinful activities. But these Yamadutas were interfered by the Vishnudutas, who said they cannot take this soul back to Yamaloka. So they were very angry, and they were so puzzled. How can this happen? How can my authority's words is not fulfilled? What type of servant am I who is not able to fulfill the instructions of my authority? So like that, they were so puzzled. And then they went to Yamaraj to seek clarification. And they went in a very humble mood. They went and said to Yamaraj, "Oh, my dear Lord, please explain to us if we can understand." So they understand there are things beyond their control also. But they are unable to understand who is that authority, who is beyond Yamaraja. So Yamaraj, being one of the 12 great Mahajanas, he is imparting this knowledge and instruction to these Yamadutas, who are totally baffled and puzzled. Actually, if you see, Yamaraj is handling one small department in the entire cosmic manifestation. This department is to deal with the human form of life, and that too, those who have committed sinful activities only are within the jurisdiction of Lord Yamaraj. So that way, Yamaraj is handling a very small portion of the entire manifestation. But Yamadutas are not aware about the superior authority over Yamaraj. So here Srila Prabhupada, in this verse, starts, The men and other living entities within this cosmic manifestation are controlled by the three modes of material nature. So we all know that living entities are part of Krishna. It's an energy of Krishna. It's a superior energy of Krishna. Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhutam mahabahu yedam dharyate jagat. So this is a superior energy. Who are trying to exploit the resources of this material inferior nature. So during this process, they are covered by the material energy. So they are originally pure. We, the living entities, are originally pure, but because we have come in contact with this material nature, we become covered by its influence. So from time immemorial, these conditioned living entities are bound by the material nature. That's why they are called as Nitya Baddhas. It's very difficult for the Nitya Baddhas to overcome the clutches of the material nature. As we have read in Bhagavad Gita, Devi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mamevaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. The conditioned souls are very tightly bound. It's very difficult to cross over the three modes of material nature. It's not easy at all. But Krishna gives one small leverage for us. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So it's not ordinarily possible for anyone who is bound by three modes of material nature to understand Krishna or cross beyond this material ocean, Bhavasagar. It's not possible. Unless Krishna or his bona fide representatives help us. Prabhupada gives a very beautiful analogy. If a bound man, a person is bound by his hands and legs, he cannot free himself. And he cannot take the help from another person who is equally bound with his hands and legs. How is it possible? It's not possible. So only one, a person who is liberated, who is free, he can only free others. So if we have to look forward for that person who is free, who is beyond the modes of this nature, to free us from the clutches of this material nature. So this is a very important point which every one of us need to understand. So we may make so many plans. Oh, I want to build a big house, I want to acquire so much of property, I want to do this, I want to go this place, that place, so many plans we all make. And since we are within the modes of this material nature, all our plans will not be fulfilled. Like we have known from the Puranas and the great historical pastimes of the Lord, wherein we have the great demons, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and Ravana. All these are great demons. It's not that they don't have knowledge. They are all great philosophers also. They are great philosophers and scientists and great administrators. But they make so many plans, and all their plans are foiled. All the plans are baffled because they are not directed towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They wanted to enjoy themselves. That is the underlying reason why all our plans get failed. We want to make plans of our own. We don't depend on Krishna. Krishna has a superior plan for all of us. So, the Lord has to execute His plans. And for executing His plans and succeeding in His plans, He will do so many different things. Even He will break the rules of Dharma also. But He wanted to execute His plans. We know, we have heard in Mahabharata, how Lord Sri Krishna, when He decides to help someone like Pandavas, and nobody can come in between. We have heard of this statement Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare. If Krishna decides to help, nobody can protect, prevent that. When Krishna decides to kill someone, nobody can protect him. So in this case, in Mahabharata, Lord Krishna wanted to prove a very salient point where Bhishma, who is another great devotee of Lord Sri Krishna, he was fighting on the side of the Kurus who do not have any respect for Krishna. They didn't surrender to Krishna. They always wanted to cause some problems for the devotees of the Lord. So Krishna engaged Bhishma on the opposite side to prove a point that even a great warrior like Bhishma, if he sits on the opposite side, on the side of wrong, on the side of vice, he can be defeated. He will be defeated. Only the virtue always prevails. Virtue prevails always over vice. But it takes a little bit of time. Pandavas underwent a little bit of difficulties temporarily. But in the end, the virtue wins over vice. This is the point Krishna wanted to prove by that statement. Any amount of speculation, any amount of knowledge, philosophical knowledge one can have, but unless one depends on Lord Sri Krishna, one cannot understand him. So, these type of demons in Bhagavad Gita are classified in four categories. Krishna calls them as Dushkritis. Namam Dushkriti no Muda Prapadyante Naradama Mayaya Apaharita Jnana Asuram Bhavam Ashrataha. So, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada gives another beautiful analogy. The swine who eat the night soil do not care to eat the sweetmeats. If you offer sweetmeats to the swines, they don't want, they don't have the taste for it. Similarly, those who are so engrossed into their materialistic plans, they will not have the inclination to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pastimes. How then can they understand about the Lord? How then can they submit themselves to the Lord and His service? Even if Lord is personally present before us, we cannot understand Him because of our covering, because of our conditioned nature. So He is not manifest to the foolish and unintelligent people. So Krishna says this very clearly in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrata. He is not available or visible to the foolish people. They are all covered by the Yogamaya potency of the Lord. Shishupal, one of the great offenders of Krishna, he kept on offending. Krishna was there in front of him, but they cannot understand who Krishna is. Whereas in that assembly of Kurus, Bhishma and Pandavas were present. Bhishma declared that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and he should give the topmost respect. But nobody understood there. Shishupala and his friends did not understand this, because they are all covered by the Yogamaya potency. But the devotees could understand. Devotees like Bhishma and Pandavas were able to understand who Krishna is. What is Krishna's role? Duryodhana cannot understand. Duryodhana went to the extent of arresting Krishna. That much amount of covering is dead. Kamsa tried to kill Krishna. And so many demons tried to kill Krishna. They all cannot understand Krishna because of their strong bond towards the lower modes of nature, passion and ignorance. Similarly, we have read in Queen Kunti's prayers, where Kunti Maharani is glorifying Lord Krishna's status and potencies. So she says, Na lakshyase mudadrisha nata natya dhara yatha. You are invisible to the foolish observers. Krishna is invisible to foolish observers, like an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. So if in a stage an actor is there, we will not be able to recognize who the real personality is. He's all made up with so many makeups and nice garments, costumes. So like that, the greatest philosophical speculators cannot have access to the region of the Lord. They do not know who Lord is and where He resides. It is said in the Upanishads that the Supreme Absolute Truth is beyond the range of the thinking power of the greatest philosophers. So Krishna's opulences, His glories are sung by Anantadeva for millions and trillions of years, on and on and on. He's keeping on glorifying. His glories are so much. What we can understand from this blunt material senses, it is not possible. It is not possible. The only way we can understand is by submitting to Lord Sri Krishna and His devotees. Otherwise, it is not possible. What to speak of these lower modes? Prabhupada beautifully explains here in this verse. What to speak of these lower modes, people in lower modes? Those who are in mode of goodness, like the demigods, they also cannot understand Krishna fully. See, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Namevidu Suragana Prabhavam Namaharshya. Neither the host of demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulences. For in every respect I am the source of demigods and sages. So demigods, we have seen in many pastimes how the demigods are not able to understand Krishna fully. The very beautiful pastime of the Lord, the Govardhan Leela. The advent of Govardhan Leela is due to the pride of Lord Indra. Indra was thinking that he is the powerful one. He wanted to smash all the Brajavasis. He didn't understand who is this little boy Krishna. He thought he is an ordinary boy. Why we are afraid of this ordinary boy? So he sent his chief of the destroyers, the Samvartaka. He sent to vanquish the entire Vrindavan Dham. So he came with his very huge clouds, dark clouds with so much of rain, thunder, lightning, everything was there. But he could not do anything. Then Krishna came personally, Indra came personally with his thunderbolt to destroy. He was full of anger and pride. How can this little boy try to fight against me? So he wanted to prove a point with so much of pride. Where there is pride, there is a fall. So when he tried to do that, then later on realized about the supremacy of Lord Shri Krishna. Because Krishna wanted him to understand who he is. So like this, we have so many different pastimes. Like we have the pastimes Brahma Vimohan Leela, where Brahma was bewildered. Brahma didn't know who Krishna is. He tried to trick Krishna. Krishna is the greatest of the tricksters. And this Brahma is trying to trick Krishna. He stole Krishna's friends, the cows, everything, and wanted to see what this little boy is doing. And Krishna conveniently expanded himself into many of his friends and all the cowherd calves, everything. And then he was displaying how he is able to manage. So like this, we have so many different pastimes. So one should not try to understand Krishna by our own endeavors. We have to submit to Krishna. Unless we submit to Krishna, it is not possible for us to understand Him. So we all know the verse from Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, Atah Sri Krishna Namadi, Na Bhaved Dhayam Indriye Sevan Mukehe Jibhadu, Swayam Eva Svratyadaha. So these blunt material senses cannot achieve for us anything. So we have to engage these senses in the service of the Lord. We have to engage the tongue in the process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. By this simple process, when we constantly and sincerely take up to this process, then we can achieve perfection in due course of time. Then Krishna reveals to us. We have to wait for Krishna to reveal to us. We have to qualify ourselves for Krishna to reveal to us. When we suitably qualify, then Krishna is bound to come in front of us and reveal.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam payantiti. To those who are rendering constantly devotional service to Krishna, then he gives the knowledge through which one can go back to him. Unless Krishna gives this knowledge, we cannot understand. We know Lord Brahma in the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma didn't know what to do. He was in the midst of total darkness. He was going up and down all around this lotus flower. He didn't even know that he was sitting in a lotus flower. He was going down the stem, coming up. He didn't know what to do. Then he heard the two syllables, ta pa. Then he started meditating on that for thousands and thousands of years. Then the knowledge was transferred to his heart by the Lord. So unless the Lord gives this knowledge, one cannot understand him. So we have to qualify for that. We have to qualify with love and devotion. In Brahma Samhita it is said, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sadaiva Hridayesh Vilokayanti Yam Shyama Sundaram Achinta Unaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Premanjana. Premanjana means what? We have to become the slave of love. We have to become slave of Krishna, Krishna's love. Then we can achieve perfection. Then everything we can see very clearly. When we have this ointment of love of Krishna, then we can see. Otherwise, it is not possible for us to see Krishna. So, there is one beautiful pastime. In Udupi, there is a Vittal temple is there. Lord Vittal, Krishna's form. He is standing with his two hands on his hip on a brick. He's standing there. So, there is one wonderful devotee called Kanakadasa. He's a very, very simple and very, very sincere devotee, Kanakadasa. So, this Kanakadasa, he's not from a Brahmin family or anything. He's from a low-born family. So, he was trying to take darshan of the Lord. But during those days, these so-called Brahmins, they didn't allow him to enter the temple, leave alone taking darshan. So there was a small window on the side of the temple, on the back of the temple rather. So he was taking darshan from the back side, where he could see only the back of the Lord. He was craving, how can I see the beautiful face of Lord Vittala? So he was singing the glories of Lord Vittala. Vittal, 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 like that. All the people around, they were thinking that he has gone mad. So he was so intense, his prayers were so intense to see the face of the Lord. The Lord, he was so obliged to the request of this devotee Kanakadasa. He 360 degrees, he changed and then started giving darshan to him. There is a specific point in the temple where there is a small window. Even now, the Lord could be seen only through that window. If you go to Udupi, the place in Karnataka, you can see the Lord there. You can see that through the window. So, it is not that one need to be qualified or a great scholar or anything like that in order to attract the attention of Krishna. All we need is the sincerity at heart and the devotion and the love. These are the three things Krishna is expecting. Otherwise, Krishna knows we cannot be perfect. Krishna knows that we cannot be perfect at all. The perfection we can achieve in order to qualify to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by our sincere endeavors to please the Vaishnavas, to please the Guru and the Parampara through which Krishna can be pleased. Otherwise, it is not possible. See, this simple process of devotional service is not infected by the contaminated modes of material nature. It's beyond that. But great devotees like Arjuna, by asking relevant questions to Krishna, great devotees like Parikshit Maharaj, he asked relevant questions to Shukadev Goswami. So by their questions, it is not that they do not know. They know perfectly who Krishna is, what Bhagavatam is all about, But they ask these questions so that the common men like us, we can understand by their mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the storehouse of love of Godhead for our sake by a simple process of Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Through this simple process, he has opened the storehouse of love for everybody. Whether one is qualified, not qualified, whether is a scholar, no scholar, everybody can get this. The only price we have to pay is we have to be enthusiastic and desirous to achieve more and more in Krishna consciousness. That is the only price. Otherwise, anyone can achieve. The amount of realization that we get while practicing devotional service about Lord Sri Krishna is to the extent, it's in proportion to the extent that we endeavor in this direction. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamiham. To whatever extent we surrender, to that extent Krishna reciprocates to us. So what Krishna sees from us again is the sincerity at heart. So we have to be very, very serious in the practice of Krishna consciousness. So finally, we have this beautiful verse from Ishopanishad where one has to pray to the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very seriously and sincerely. Here the translation goes like this: your real face is covered in your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. Hiranmayena patrena. So we can't see with these eyes. Krishna should remove those effulgence, then we can see clearly Lord Sri Krishna. So what we understand, rather what I understand while preparing this set of verses, that there is no possibility of understanding the absolute truth simply by speculative knowledge. The Lord could be understood only by rendering simple devotional service. So we should not waste our time by engaging in frivolous activities and frivolous talks. Narottam Das Thakur, in his beautiful prayers and prarthana, he says, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gunayano Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabajiya Janiya Shunya Bishakaina. I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained the human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna. I have knowingly drunk poison. So those who are not utilizing this wonderful human form of life for rendering devotional service or meditating upon Lord Sri Krishna and his pastimes, we are knowingly drinking poison. If unknowingly someone drinks a poison, okay, we can give some excuse here, but knowingly, oh, this is poison, oh, I'm taking this poison and drinking this, this is suicidal. So we should try and avoid by intelligently thinking about rendering devotional service. So for that, what we should do? The next line, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. So this Harinama Sankirtan, Krishna conscious movement, is directly imported to us from the spiritual world. It's coming directly from the spiritual world. The chanting of the holy names of the Lord is so potent that by simply chanting once, knowingly or unknowingly, one can get the greatest of the benefits. Our path for perfection has started immediately and it will never go waste. Neha bikramanashosti patyavayona vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmatya. Svalpamapyasya, little advancement in this path can protect us from the most dangerous type of fear. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu adventured in this material world for this one single reason, just to deliver the fallen conditioned souls who are so much entrapped into this materialistic world. So through this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord, they are instructing us to take this up and then get rid of this clutches of Maya. Then we can easily understand who Krishna is, what are his pastimes, what are his dham is all about, what is his dham all about. Everything we can understand easily. So unless we surrender to Krishna and take up to the holy names, it is not easy for us to understand these pastimes. Hare Krishna. If you have any comments or questions, please you can. Hare Krishna.
Is I need help. And he said that we should cry out, please accept me. Please accept me while we're chanting. But in the process of sadhana, the beginning stage before some spontaneous love for Krishna is there, we can easily become mechanical and the heart becomes indifferent, although we're verbalizing the mantra, but mind is somewhere else, heart is, you know, not in the chanting, we're not crying out. Some tips you can give how we can make progress faster by engaging the heart in crying to Krishna during our kirtan or our japa.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, Mati.
I just want to comment on your lecture.
I'll finish. He had a question. I'll finish that, then I can come to you if you don't mind.
Sorry.
Thank you. I'll explain to the whatever extent I have understood and realized, and I'm sure there are many more devotees who have understood and realized much better than what I'm going to say. So to whatever extent I know and realized, I'm going to share with you. When we are chanting the holy names of the Lord, initially it is a mechanical process. Yes, we do understand that. The most important thing is we should not artificially try to cry. Crying is when we chant the holy names of the Lord, that intention to cry and crave for the holy names of the Lord, it should come naturally. We should not do it artificially. So we should pray, we should take the help of the association of devotees. When we chant in the association of devotees, we get more inspired when we chant the holy names of the Lord. We have to take this, so we have to do devotional service not alone. We have to do in the association of devotees. In Vaishnavaki, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that this mind, the mind is very tricky. The mind is always trying to trick us. So we should keep the mind away from all these unwanted pratishtas, pujas and all the fame and all those things by in the association of devotees. We have to take the association of devotees. We have to sincerely pray to Krishna every day, day in and day out. We have to sincerely pray. And before going to the bed in the night, my seniors have recommended that we pray to Krishna so that next day it becomes an auspicious day for us, so that we can chant sincerely. And then every day, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has mentioned, in the morning, as soon as we get up in the morning, take your chapel and hit yourself hundreds of times. And then go in the night, again do hundreds of times. With the broomstick, sorry. With the broomstick. So when we try to do these things, the basically what it means is we have to become so sincere and so repentant for not able to give so much of seriousness about the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for your class.
Hare Krishna.
I really like what you said, that if Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, then nobody ever can kill you. In this way, I remember just one time in the, I don't remember this celebration in Jagannath's temple, there was Janivas Prabhu was giving lecture, and he was saying that Lord Jagannath, he makes rules and he breaks the rules. And just like you said, that when fighting the demons, they like sometimes Krishna breaks the rules also. And in the same way, I can say that in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the society becomes degraded when the women are not protected, right? Yes. And Srila Prabhupada quotes Manu Samhita. He says that woman has to be protected by her parents when she's young, by her husband when she's in youth, and then by her sons when she's old. And yesterday I spoke with Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj, and I asked him, in Manu Samhita it is said that if a woman doesn't want to be protected, then nobody can protect her. And he explained to me that, yes, because the women are four times as clever as men. So in this way, even if somebody wants to give her protection, she will not accept it. She will do whatever she wants, but she will not be protected. So I'm coming from the Muslim background, and the Muslims are known to be very stubborn and very impersonal. And when I was studying in the Gurukul like 2 months ago, I just wanted to fully concentrate on the studies because I was a bit disappointed with myself, and I wanted to follow my Govinda Maharaj's instructions that I need to study in Gurukul. And at one point I realized that I have this material desires that I can't be fulfilled, but at the same time I want to follow my Guru Maharaj's instruction very badly. Like I will do anything but to follow that. And honestly, because impersonalists are known for self-torturing, right? Because they don't want to bother anyone else, they will torture themselves. And I was in the situation where I was literally just killing myself and nobody would listen because nobody would even hear. And only Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj, she just actually understood that something's wrong with me. And even during the Sunday class, I don't remember which date was it, but during the Sunday class, he just addressed me and said, Krishna is a person, he is a person, and you just need to surrender to him and everything will be okay. And that's why I made a huge mistake. I just started to writing to one no matter what. And even though that I did this, and it just, I think the whole Mayapur knows about it anyway, and even though that, Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj, he was so compassionate that he didn't even mention my mistake. And he just said that there is no retribution for your mistakes. You just need to chant your holy names. And I called to my Guru Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, because I was chanting 5 years for his pranam. And I just told him that, you know, at heart, I accept Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj as my spiritual master, what to do? And he said that Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj is his best friend, and he trusts him more than he trusts himself. And he said that there's only one small technical problem, that ISKCON doesn't allow him to give initiation. And I said, wow, what to do with that? And yesterday, I actually came up to Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj and said, Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj, ISKCON doesn't allow you to give initiation, but I want to be your disciple. Like, I always wanted, as soon as I entered the Gurukul, I just realized that I want to be your disciple. And he said that it's for lifetime. And I was like, what happened? Why does it mean lifetime? Maybe this technical problem can be changed? And he said that, I don't think so. And I said, but if that problem would be changed, would you accept me? And he said, we'll have to see. Well, I guess we'll have to see. Yes, so thank you so much for your lecture. I really, really liked it. And I'm just so grateful to Govinda Maharaj, to Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj for your support, and from Mayapur devotees. It's just so amazing. I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful that if one person makes a small mistake, that nobody would try to like kill him or something, but to just accept him and just accept the sincerity that he carries within his heart. So thank you so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to conclude by saying one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which says, Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram babet vismrite vipritam syat Sri Chaitanya namamitam. Katanchana smrite yasmin means somehow or other, when we catch hold of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the most difficult things becomes very easy for us to cross over. But when we fail to do that, even the most easiest of the things will become difficult. So when we constantly and sincerely catch hold of the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by following his instructions of chanting the holy names of the Lord and preaching these holy names to so many fallen conditioned souls around, I'm very sure that Mahaprabhu's mercy, upon his mercy, everything will become favorable for our devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Granthraj ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.